This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2137. On this edition, recorded May 5th, Alaska, Andorra, Antarctica, Asia, Australia, Cambodia, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, Germany, Indonesia, Kuwait, Madagascar, Maldives, Myanmar, New Zealand, Norfolk Island, North America, Palau, Peru, Pridmistrovia, Romania, Russia, Solomon Islands, Spain, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, says the number 2 transmitter at KNLS Alaska is out of order again, so they've reorganized their schedule somewhat to put all their languages on transmitter number 1. This means that English is now scheduled as follows, for 1 hour each at 10 UT on 9580, at 12 on 9795, and at 14 on 9580. Furthermore, the KNLS English Hour, New Life Station, is carried via their Madagascar relay at 02 UT on 11880. New Old Radio Andorra programming this Saturday, 7 May. From Christian Meeling, in translation on WRTH-FB via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club. 35 years ago, May 3rd, the singer Dalida was found dead in her Parisian house in Montmartre by a domestic worker. 8 years earlier, probably in the summer of 1979, she had a 3-hour broadcast on Radio Andorra, in which she also welcomed other musicians to a conversation in the studio and chatted about them with their music. So almost on the anniversary, the program will be broadcast again on Saturday, May 7th at 17 to 20 UT on 6180 for Europe and from 21 to midnight on 13730 for North America, both via Mosbrunn, Austria, and at www.aquiradioandorra.com. Being every Wednesday and Saturday in April around 15 UT, I had no signals from LRA 36 Antarctica into 4 Brazilian remotes, 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband. However, now we have a WhatsApp notice from the station via Lucas William Boki that they are resuming on Saturday, May 7th at 15 UT and possibly repeated at 18 hours. Reception reports should be sent to LRA 36 Nacional at gmail.com. And this will be the new all-woman crew of 4 for this year's broadcasts. Nothing mentioned here about Wednesday broadcast. Formerly, they were originally on Wednesday and repeated on Saturdays. Asia Non from New Zealand DX Times. Radio Free Asia announces the 6th design in our Radio Pioneer QSL card series. Reginald Aubrey Fessenden, 1866 to 1932, a Canadian-born inventor who did a majority of his work in the U.S. He received hundreds of patents in various fields related to radio and sonar, best known for pioneering work developing radio technology, including the foundations of amplitude modulation. Also, the first transmission of speech by radio in 1900, the first two-way radio telegraphic communication across the Atlantic in 1906. This is RFA's 79th QSL design, and will be used to confirm all valid RFA reception reports from May through August 2022. Zaharias Liangas in Greece is especially interested in monitoring the Greek ethnic station in New South Wales, Radio Symbion. It's on 2368.43 in the 120 meter band, but also on medium wave in the X band, 1692 kHz. You can't hear them direct, of course, but via remote in New South Wales. He had nice old Greek songs of the 70s on both those frequencies. In fact, much better on the X-band than on 120 meters. This was at 1740 UT, apparently on April 29th. Bruce Churchill in California says he gets better reception via remote in South Australia, run by VK5 ARG. Jen in the U.S., who does shows on Unique Radio Australia, 5035 USB, and its webcast, plans another one for Mother's Day, UT Sunday, May 8th, from 18 past 22 UT. For the webcast, go to uniqueradio.biz. Her Mother's Day special is in 2 parts. First, all about Mom, and part 2, the real deal of the mothers, daughters, and babies of rock and roll.
Cambodia Nun, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois, has been listening to The Voice of Love from studio in Phnom Penh, but broadcast via FEBC Philippines Bokaui transmitter. It's on 13870. He's heard it various times between 1210 and 13 UT on several dates, April 22nd, 27th, 28th, and May 1st. With live-sounding sermons before a crowd in Khmer, also some bursts of classical music, and an interval signal just before closing on a xylophone, according to his reports in the NASWA flash sheet. Also reported there by Jerry Linneman in Waco, CFVP, Calgary, Alberta, 6030, relaying CKMX Funny 1060, April 14th at 1205 UT, just above the noise level. It's only 100 watts. He says their antenna appears to be a 40-foot guide lattice type vertical at the same semi-rural site as 1060. His local sunrise had just happened at 1202. The Colombian pirate station on 6017.2, reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain, May 1st at 0342 to 359 and after 0530. But it was eclipsed by Romania starting at 359, but heard again when they closed at 0530 with Colombian songs. Up on Asilomar, State Beach, California, Ron Howard says he was also hearing it, tuning in at 0614 until it went off about 0635, so it was a very extended broadcast on that date, but a very weak signal. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, found two frequencies on the air when they were not scheduled, 11670 and 13740 in Spanish, May 4th, from 0426. And they were still on, switching to English at 0507. In the British DX Club, Vince, G0ORC, says, for the first time in a while, I listened to Radio Cairo, Egypt, English, at 21 to 22 on 9440. Is it my imagination, or has there been a significant improvement in quality of transmission? Last time I heard them, it was almost totally unintelligible due to distortion, but this evening, though far from perfect, I was actually able to understand most of the transmission. But then there was very noticeable deterioration in audio quality from around 2215, and by 2230 the audio was again very difficult to understand. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany reports, Ethiopia Nan from France, Oromia Public Media, or Radioni Direi Shagar, is supposed to be at 16 to 1630 on 15415 in Afan and Oromo. But at the end of April, the signal was covered by broadband noise. It usually stays for some moments on the air after the end of the jammed program. On Sunday, May 1st, the jamming ended at 16:37, but the program continued with references to Jesus until 16:59. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, was also hearing it until 1700, May 1st, probably extended from 16:30. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener found an announcement on the web from Radio North Sea International in Germany. We would like to say goodbye to you until further notice. On May 2nd, 2022, from midnight Central European Time, we will temporarily end our broadcasting. It's not clear whether this also refers to the programming scheduled via Channel 292 on 6070. Ron Howard in California reports on 3325, Voice of Indonesia via Palangkaraya on May 1st, heard again after being silent for several days. Too early for good reception, but at 10:10, the national song, at 10:15 today in history and English, but unreadable. In Australian DX News, Gavin Waters in Victoria has been monitoring Radio Kuwait's English broadcast at 05 UT. Various dates in April, it was varying all over the place, such as low as 15483. But since April 20th, it was actually on the nominal 15530. Increasing sunspots and summery conditions up here have made it possible for 16 meters to propagate in the middle of our night. At 0615 UT, on May 3rd, I was hearing two signals, fairly good, 17790, which is AWR French via Madagascar, and 17530 BBC in English via the same site. The next night, however, conditions were totally different, just some JBA carriers, not including those. We are still hearing, just about every morning when checked, Voice of Martyrs Korea, Maldivian service, between 15 and 1530 UT on a secret site using 11620. best reception via remote in South India. Except for opening and closing in English, they're now broadcasting in the Maldivian language, Divehi. Immediately at 15:30, Vatican takes over the frequency in Arabic. Every day, April 26th, 27th, and 28th, at various times, between 11:33 and 13 UT, Ralph S. W. Perry in Illinois reports to the Nashville Flash Sheet on 17730, the opposition for Myanmar, Mizima Radio, that's M-I-Z-Z-I-M-A, with news in Burmese and some orchestral music. Transmitter site is Aldabaya, UAE. World FM, which has three low-power transmitters in New Zealand, but also streams worldwide, and is a long-time World of Radio affiliate, has adjusted schedules so that the first two airings of our program are on Fridays when freshest. In UT, Friday at 0805 and 2205, and Tuesday at 0305. They also have lots of other great programming. See their complete schedule at www.worldfm.co.nz. The new shortwave broadcast country, Norfolk Island, in the form of Radio DX on 5045. It turned out was active only on two nights, April 27th and 28th, starting about 06 UT. Later we heard from its operator, Nick Hotchko. Where do we go from here? An investment in a professional-grade transmitter is a must. My license allows me to run 1 kilowatt, and this is what the power level is required to produce a decent signal. If you have any suggestion for a make or model, let me know. This is a non-for-profit radio setup, so money is a factor, but I'm really looking for a transmitter which will be turned on and left alone, capable of transmitting 24/7 if required. Also, my plan is to apply for a secondary frequency. It is yet to be seen how ACMA will deal with the application, but in my opinion, co-sharing a channel is less than an ideal solution. When is the next transmission? Assuming new equipment could be obtained and delivered relatively fast, the next proper transmission should be in September. Well, our thanks to Nick Hotchko for choosing me, GH, to voice the IDs on his initial tests, as well as supplying World of Radio audio programming. Some DXers in Australia and New Zealand did manage to hear it once they had heard about it through World of Radio. Brian Clark provided these exact details. The 28 April transmission commenced at 05:52:20 and concluded at 07:38:34 UT, the frequency right on 5045.000. Island FM, on the other hand, is 3 hertz lower, 5044.997. Its transmissions were heard later, on the air at 13 UT, 28 April. Rick Barton in Arizona reports that the Antichrist pirate station YHWH was active April 30th, May 1st, and May 2nd at least, after 03 UT, on 7475 AM. Via the Arctic Radio Club and Medium Wave Circle, the government of Palau is restoring AM radio service, re-erecting an antenna for 1584 kHz. Not on the air before the end of May, Ben Dawson says some other items need to be finished before transmission can commence. If you need any tips on growing cassava, you know where to come. The mast is up, the transmitter installed, the earth mat is ongoing. Local farmers had used the site for cassava farming while the station was off the air. The previous AM tower was destroyed during Typhoon Bofa in 2012, and they're getting a new 5-kilowatt transmitter. Last week, Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil reported that the Peruvian on 4810 was heard but without a Logos ID. But now, as of May 1st at 2305, he has heard them mention Logos. Via Internet, International Vacuum, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2137, a non-commercial public service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert W. Gruska in Glendale, New York, who sent a postal money order to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. He says, I look forward to listening to World of Radio week after week since first hearing them on WRNO back in the 1980s. One may also contribute by check on a U.S. bank or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Regarding those radio towers blown up at Pridnestrovia, the Mayak Transmitting Center in the breakaway portion of Moldova, which we reported last week. Here's more about that from Reuters via Medium Wave News. The explosions are being blamed on a drone because another armed drone has been intercepted near the telecom center in the village of Mayak. A weaponized cargo drone intercepted. The Interior Ministry of the self-proclaimed Republic of Transnistria says the drone appeared to be a homemade contraption jury-rigged from different parts. A diameter of 1.5 meters, assembled from various components. So powerful it could move loads up to 20 kilograms to a distance of some 30 kilometers from the operator who controlled it. If successful, this drone would have knocked out the whole facility at once. The weaponized drone came into the region from the Ukrainian side, they say. A reminder to myself and others, make a point of listening to the English broadcast in North America from Radio Romania International, one of the few shortwave stations still doing that for us. They are currently scheduled as follows, 2030 to 21 UT, 111850 and 13650. At midnight to 01 on 7375 and 9550. And at 03 until 04, 7375 and 9850. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener reports that another clandestine for Ethiopia, Oromia National Radio, or Arata Biolesa Oromia, is at 15 to 1530 UT on 15400, scheduled Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday in Afan Oromo. That a transmitter in Romania is used is proven by the interval signal of RRI after the end of the opposition program. Reception proved to be very good at the end of April, and it's apparently not being jammed by Ethiopia. However, on Friday, April 29th, there was no Oromo program but an open-source podcast on the war in Yemen until 1515. In Rusty X, a long list of TV channels that have suspended broadcasting in Russia since the end of February, including various Discovery channels, Animal Planet, TLC, Eurosport, and Food Network, some Paramount channels, also Nicktoons, VH1, MTV, and Disney, ABC, CBS, CNN, France 24, NHK World, TV 5 Monde, Love Nature, and Jim Jam. On his unattended recordings of Radio Svoboda relay on 9370 between 19 and 20 UT, Richard Langley has noticed a 2 kHz weak heterodyne from that far above or below the frequency, not clear which. Where could it be coming from? Then he and Mauno Ritola concluded it's actually coming from the same transmitter relaying Radio Svoboda. And of course, we think it's probably Armenia. Filed under Russia non, a press release via AIB from RFERL. An RFERL journalist killed in Kyiv airstrike. Vira Hyrych, that's V-I-R-A-H-Y-R-Y-C-H, died after a Russian airstrike hit the residential building where she lived in the Ukrainian capital. Her body was found early in the morning, April 29th, amid the wreckage of the building, which was hit by a Russian missile the night before. RFERL President Jamie Fly said in a statement, "We're deeply saddened by the death of our Ukrainian service staffer, Vera Hyrych. In Kyiv overnight, we have lost a dear colleague who will be remembered for her professionalism and dedication to our mission." Ron Howard in California reports, again April 30th, heard SIBC Solomon Islands 5020 with an extended broadcast from 1401 to 1425, a variety of pop songs, and then fading out. No announcer, so assume it was not a Wantok FM relay as heard in past years. Spain's frequency for North America, 17855, was missing on April 30th, May 1st, and 2nd, but was back in time for the English broadcast Wednesday, May 4th at 2200. I continue to recommend very highly the 5 or 6 minute English broadcast from Ukrainian Radio 1, a daily summary of war news, which is relayed by WRMI 7730 at about 0501 UT. It puts a good signal into Eastern North America remotes and then on into Western Europe. There's an earlier airing on 1386 via Lithuania just after midnight UT, which can be well heard via European remotes such as in Holland. Joe Inott in Pennsylvania says it's also on the 12 UT relay via WRMI on 5010. And just before each English segment, there is an announcement in Ukrainian referring to a website, which a colleague has helped Richard Langley access correctly. It's sprotyv.mod.gov.ua. The word sprotiv means resistance, and it leads to the Center for National Resistance. Here's a bit of their homepage translated. Together we will turn the lives of the occupiers into hell. Join in order to become an invisible avenger that the occupiers will be afraid of. You need to know tactics, medicine, internet security, know about homemade weapons and nonviolent actions. Also, Richard Langley and I noticed that during the Ukrainian hour which follows, there's sometimes, toward the middle, some classical music relief. BBC World Service made a pro forma press statement marking World Press Freedom Day, to which Arthur Posner in New York replies, "Why, after over 2 months of this new war in Europe, BBC still does not have a single radio broadcast to the affected area in any of the local languages." Saturday, May 14th is allegedly Armed Forces Day this year, and as usual, MARS will be conducting cross-band operations, that is, allowing amateurs within the ham bands to contact MARS stations outside the bands. For details about this, listen to WWV at 10 minutes past every hour. The 4790 frequency of WBCQ, carrying World Radio UT Saturdays at 0400, and Radio Angela before 0400 every night, is subject to what I call UT blaps, that is, bursts of noise interference lasting 1 second. I've timed them on different nights. Sometimes they're exactly 3 minutes apart, others 4 minutes apart, or even 5 minutes apart exactly, so they cannot be random. But what's causing them? I got this reply from Justin Stillman. After listening to it on concert hall broadcast, with many modulation and broadcast issues of the music program, I can only conclude that the sound is of a scheduled data transmission. Its late night features 7 days a week would make me guess foreign exchange trading or a Forex arbitrage data system. That would line up with the exact intervals you've timed as well as the sudden new frequency for music 2 hours a night. I don't know at all, just lines up in my head. Also a different data format on 7570, but I bet it's for the same reason. There he's referring to the continuous 30 kHz wide noise field I heard around that WRMI frequency. That was April 30th at 0550, a suspicious noise field ranging about 7555 to 7585. WRMI 7570 with Toombs was S9 plus 20, but not strong enough to overcome the noise. You could still hear it, that is, on the center frequency, monitoring it direct. It stopped abruptly, however, at 0551, and I soon found it had shifted to 7510 until 7540. Here's another related report from Walt Simon of NBC. While listening to Ukraine via WRMI 7730 at 05 UT, May 3rd, I noticed an incredibly powerful blob between 7650 and 7710 kHz. The same blob but weaker via Don Moen's remote. Any idea who this could be? It was not visible at home in Victoria, but super strong via his remote in Masset, B.C. Don Moman replies, "My first guess, only a slightly educated guess, is that it is one of the HF trading systems, as in Ben Cobb's website, www.experimentalradio.news. Despite various technical failures, such as a Leapfrog mixing product on 5980, I seldom hear WWCR on integral harmonics, even when the fundamental is extremely strong. But here is such a report. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, monitoring Brasilia on 11780 May 2nd, at 0831, was also getting co-channel interference from the second harmonic of WWCR 5890 via remotes in Pennsylvania and Maryland. Was also hearing the harmonic at 0625 before Brazil came on 11780 at 0800. But we can't be positive it's actually transmitted on the second harmonic. It could be receiver overload. We continue to hear Radio Vanuatu any night after 06 UT sign-on on 11835, which is the third harmonic of 3945 and a much lesser signal here on the second harmonic 7890. We are grateful for such a convenient defect, since otherwise Radio Vanuatu would not be audibilized sufficient for listening. And this has led Kari Kallio in Finland to this musing. I think of the phenomenon like this. Is it not ingenious to broadcast with a radio transmitter at the same time on three different frequencies, instead of having three different transmitters, three different antennas, and three times as much energy? What can our expert panel say about it today? Could not radio technology get developed in the direction that one could do it intentionally and technically gallant, exactly according to a station owner's wishes? For example, Channel 292 in Germany, which now operates daily on 75, 49, and 31 meter bands. Oh, if they could take care of things with a single transmitter and one antenna. Simple, stylish, and financially more profitable. Is it just wishful thinking? Yes, how about that? For example, WBCQ's 4790, which is buried in summer noise and suffers from those ute blaps. Instead of suppressing any harmonics, why not encourage them to go out on 9580 and 14370? Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports to the NASA flash sheet about the clandestine for Vietnam radio DLSN via Taiwan Paochung site, or radio Dap Loi Song Nui, heard on April 26th, 27th, and 28th. It signs on at 12:30 UT with an orchestral theme, but there is a Hanoi jammer carrier from 12:25, unmodulated, and then a whirring siren starts at 12:31 or 12:34. But he says he often has a fair-to-good signal by tuning a bit to the low side of the frequency to avoid the jammer. This radio bore, of course, is also a problem for another 9670 station, Channel 292 in Germany. Here's an inquiry I got from Adolfo Arto in northern Spain about an NID he's hearing at night on 7400. It's continuous music, some American hit songs, and maybe some announcements. One night it seemed to end at 2350 UT. He's not able to hear it on other remotes, however. Could it be caused by some intermodulation or a receiver problem? I reply, yes, that could be. However, absolutely nothing is scheduled on 7400 except for International Distress Radio for the Vatican, a standby for broadcasts which have never been activated. Listening to his recording, at first it sounds like a mixture of two stations, one talk and one music, so it could well be intermodulation, a mixing product. Even with one receiver, maybe you can find a similar sound not too far away on the same band, and then see if there's another signal exactly halfway between them or twice as far away to provide the mixture. Another possibility would be a European pirate. No doubt that vacant frequency 7400 would be attractive for them. May I refer you to our homepage, worldofradio.com, where, among many other things, you will find links to updated editions of Alan Rowe's hit list of web links to shortwave stations, and also our schedule by day and time of DX, SWL, and media programs. The Propagation Outlook from SWPC Boulder, issued May 2nd. Geomagnetic field expected to reach G1 minor storm levels on May 24th due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream influences, ANK indices peaking at 18 and 5. Settled to active levels expected on May 20th and 25th to 27th, with ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4. As for solar flux, dipping to only 97 May 7th through 9th, and then rising to 128 by May 22nd. And that's World of Radio 2137. Glenn Hauser here, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.